envisions workload increasing without Janoris Sunday?
Say it again.
Who do you envisions workload increasing?
All of them. All that gives us really four corners right now. And look, you're gonna go into a lot of games, depending on packages, and I'm not going to kind of reveal all the packages we have, but we're going to need all four corners. We're going to need them in special teams, and we're going to need them to play coverage-wise, certainly, especially when we get the third down.
What do you do if Dante's, yeah, not all right? We know he was injured.
I got a couple of plays in. I told him the other day, I asked him the other day, who weighs more, you or me? You know, so maybe if I weigh a little bit more. It's an interesting one. We'll find out. You know, hopefully we'll be okay there. But Ross has done a nice job moving inside. You know, if I can talk about Ross Cockrell for a second, you know, he comes in, help me out. I know it was after we were into the season somewhere along the way, or right at the 53. I can't remember exactly. But we didn't have him. Yeah, we didn't have him in OTAs. You don't have him in training camp. That's difficult for a player to do. But he has done a great job picking up our system, playing outside when we've asked him to, which is really what he's been, and then moving inside and doing things that we needed him doing there. And I think Tim, Walton, and Ross have done a great job getting himself ready to be an inside player, which is not a natural position for him. He didn't do a lot of that in Pittsburgh, some of the other teams he was with. But so he could slide in there, you know, DRC could slide. We got some options, so we'll see.
So you'll mix and match in terms of you won't have necessarily one of them just on the outside?
Not necessarily, no. I think we'll move. There'll be a lot of moving pieces, and we may match people that they have too. So you could see it both ways, really.
Why do you think Eli Apple sort of turned the corner when you're
Good point. I don't know that. I always, you know, like even when y'all would ask, you know, because he was struggling, he'd have a couple bad plays here and there. I still thought I would always go to the plays that I thought he was doing really well, where you don't notice it because he takes somebody out of a play. But he's a solid player. Look, he's got size, speed, he's got all natural ability, and I think he's a focused football player. Now he's always been a really good tackler. Maybe confidence, you know, made a couple of plays, and I forget which game, but I remember one game saying that's the best game he's played, and I don't know if it was this past one or the one before, but just if he can build on it and stack good plays, you know, guys get confidence.
You think that benching helped? I mean, in a way?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him, you know, if he feels that way.
Have you seen a difference, though, after that? I mean, well, that's kind of does fall in line of him playing better.
Sure. If that was the reason, then we did the right thing. But I don't ever, you know, to be honest with you, nobody ever classified it as a benching. You know, we juggled some things around at that particular time, and we got a lot of guys playing, and he's been playing better, which is good. That's good for us.
Coach, when you look at the Rams last year, other than the obvious change of quarterback, what has been the biggest difference in their offense that's allowed them to become one of the highest scoring offenses in the league?
Yeah, they're real efficient. I think what Sean does with them is good football. The challenge for us is there's a lot going on back there that they, you know, they try to distract eyes, you know, and on defense you got to be good with your eyes, and there's a lot of distractions back there that from our standpoint we got to be disciplined enough not to let that be distracting and play the keys that we're supposed to be looking at. But I think that part of the offense has made them really efficient. The runner is a good football player. Obviously they've changed a bunch of offensive linemen from last year, and I think they're all kind of in sync, but they've put together a pretty good system with some pretty good players, and they're kind of clicking right now. You know, they found a groove, they got some confidence, and so they're a tough offense to defend because of that.
What's your level of frustration losing another veteran cornerback?
Yeah, it makes it tough, but look, I've been in this business long enough to know that, you know, these things happen during the year. By that I mean you lose guys, they come, they go, whether it's injury, whatever it is, and you got to just, you know, I know you get sick of hearing it, but the next guy up, we got to keep moving on. It doesn't change what we have to do here as coaches or players. We just got to keep going forward.
Do you have to keep an eye on that room or do anything or say anything to that room? I mean, it happens to be that two of those guys are in that same room. And
I know Ben has already addressed it, so I'm going to leave it at that. But I feel very confident in the guys in the room. The coaches in there, the players, the way we function, who they are, how we feel about each other. I've never lost any confidence in that.
How do you feel of just how the defense has performed overall last year? You guys obviously had a tremendous year.
Yeah. You know, I've never – right now it just doesn't feel like we have been in sync. All the pieces – the only game I think we've had all the pieces, quote-unquote, together, and even then I think Keenan was hurt for the Dallas game. was the first game. That was the closest we were. And it's been, we gain a couple guys and we lose a couple, gain a couple. So it's a little bit out of sync. That's tough. When you're talking about your signal callers, you know, like BJ's not in there now. That's the guy in the center of the defense that does a lot of the talking. So we got to get somebody else in there, different voice, different ways. So that's been the most frustrating part. And yet, all that aside, you got to go out and just play defensive football. That's flying around, tackling people, being relentless, and doing what we do. So hopefully we can get back to where we were.
Who will you have calling those plays?
It'll be a mixture of Keenan, Curtis Grant will be in there, Calvin. Got a couple different packages, so we got different guys. But and again, when you have to do that, when it's not one guy in the middle all the time, and when we just don't have that situation right now, it makes it a little bit tough. But we got to be better at that as coaches, limit it, make sure that everybody does get on the same page, and just let them go play.
So it seems like BJ probably won't be there or something.
I don't know that now, but I mean, right now we're trying to work some other guys in there just in case.
You had an opportunity to self-scout this past week. It seems like you've ran more zone this year maybe than you did in the past. Did you find that, or when you looked at it, is that something?
That didn't stick out. A number of our zone coverage calls really have man concepts in there. So sometimes it's going to look like man and not be man. I don't know that I can't remember that being an overall assessment. There are things that we did look at and felt like, I will say this, I'm going back in my mind, my Rolodex, and when we went through it a week ago, some of our more successful plays have been in man. And maybe what you're seeing is some of the unsuccessful plays were in zone, and so maybe that's what's sticking out.
You mentioned that there has been more miscommunications than they happened to come in, they think in more
zone. A little of that goes back to the pieces changing all the time. Last year when we were kind of rolling, I mean, we were very, very fortunate last year. We stayed pretty healthy. And guys, you only get so many reps out here in the practice field during the week to work what the next opponent's going to give you. And you want the guys that are going to play in the game and be there out to get those. When guys have to go in that haven't gotten those reps, it makes it hard. It's been a little bit of that.
How much does Gurley affect you in the sense that everybody knows he can run, but pass catching is another?
Yeah, they've really featured him a lot more. At one time, I was watching one of the TV broadcasts of a Rams game. It was last week. And I remember the announcer saying that he was at one time the leading receiver for the Rams. I don't think that's the case now. But it shows you how versatile he is and the confidence they have in getting him the football in different ways. And the quarterback is really good with underneath and inside throws. A lot of them have been to the backs and tight ends and whatnot. So, they methodically make their way downfield, find ways to score, and don't put themselves in a lot of bad situations. And I think that's made them really efficient. They're the top scoring team in the NFL, I believe, offensively.
We know we've hit you with rankings and all that stuff. You don't really pay attention to that. But as far as trends go, I mean, 8 touchdowns to tight ends this year. Is that something that you've kind of dug in on and analyzed, or do you consider?
There's a couple of different ways to look at it. Does that mean we're taking away what's going on outside and they have to throw it inside? Does that mean that's a weakness inside? I don't know. I mean, I still believe this, that you start, that's one position. I don't remember what down and distances those were, but it's hard sometimes to say that you're going to take away a tight end and not weaken yourself somewhere else, whether it's in the run game or somewhere outside in the pass. So I don't know what we were in those, but I can remember certain ones, not all of them. But we find way, we got to do some other different things, and we have installed those to help us a little bit there.
But it is something that you looked at and analyzed.
Yeah, we're aware of it. I worry more when guys out there are beating you, to be quite honest with you. I mean, unless you got a tight end that can, a lot of tight ends that can run 4-4 straight down the field and keep beating you on 40, 50-yard plays. You give me the 8 touchdowns with the tight ends. I mean, certainly they're in the red zone. Maybe we got a little bit better job with our red zone defense on tight ends. And I think in a couple that I remember, I'm thinking the Philadelphia one in particular.
Right.
They had 3 tight ends in there. Right. One of them guys was going to get the ball, right?
It looked like some zone concepts too at the goal line in the red zone.
We have a little bit of both. We have a little bit of both zone and man, and some man within zone. So we've mixed it up a little bit. And we'll see where we go this week.